From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Crews searching through the rubble left by a landslide that buried a mountain village under tons of soil and rocks in southwestern China on Saturday have found 15 bodies, but more than 110 people remain missing. One survivor had this to say.
We heard a strange noise at the back of our house, and it was a bit loud. Wind was blowing into the room, so I wanted to close the door. When we came out, water flow washed us away instantly.
China Xinhua News Agency reported that about 3,000 rescuers were using detection devices and dogs to look for signs of life in an area that once held 62 homes and a hotel. Israeli attack aircraft struck various positions in Syria Saturday, destroying two tanks in response to more than 10 projectiles that landed in its territory. VOA's Maya Bush reports.
The flare-up marked a rare case of Israeli involvement in the bloody fighting next door. Israel has stayed on the sidelines of Syria's seven-year civil war, refraining from taking sides or getting drawn into hostilities. It has responded in the past with limited strikes when fire has spilled into Israel and holds the Syrian government responsible for any such incidents.
Israel also reportedly hit advanced weapons shipments from Syria to Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Leftist rebels in Colombia say they have released two Dutch journalists who had been kidnapped earlier in the week. Reporter Derek Johannes Bolt and cameraman Eugenio Ernest Marie Follender were released early Saturday to a delegation of Colombian human rights officials in a rural area of Norte de Santander State. Bolt said after his release that the two men had been treated well. For further information and in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi are set to meet on Monday. VOA White House correspondent Peter Heinlein has a preview.
We are calling on the government and all of those repressive bodies to stop with the violence, the death, and the robberies, because now they...
Historically, the India-U.S. relationship has hinged on personal chemistry between the country's leaders. And there is reason to believe Modi and Trump will get along.
They are professional deal makers. To be sure, one comes more from a private sector background and one comes from a combination of rising up the ranks of both party and the government of India.
Trade issues could be an irritant in the talks. Trump has placed India on the list of countries whose policies should be reviewed because of its large trade surplus with the United States. Trump also ordered a review of U.S. immigration rules governing the H-1B visa program, which could sharply affect India's booming information technology industry. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, The White House.
The Philippine military on Saturday declared an eight-hour halt to its air and ground offensive against Islamic militants aligned with Islamic State Group in southern Marawi City to allow residents, most of them displaced by the fighting, to celebrate the end of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. It's the first planned respite in the massive offensive after a month of daily street battles and military airstrikes that have left at least 280 militants, 69 soldiers, and policemen, as well as 26 civilians dead. The UN Health Agency says there are now more than 200,000 suspected cases of cholera in an outbreak in war-torn Yemen. Many of those affected are children. UNICEF Director Anthony Lake and World Health Organization Chief Margaret Chan said in a statement on Saturday, "We are now facing the worst cholera outbreak in the world, with an average of 5,000 new cases each day." The agencies say that more than 1,300 people have died, one in a quarter of them are children. And unfortunately, the death toll is expected to rise. The United Nations says collapsing health, water, and sanitation systems have cut off 14.5 million people from regular access to clean water and sanitation, increasing the ability of the disease to spread. In addition, an estimated 30,000 local healthcare workers have not been paid their salary for nearly 10 months. Follow VOA News on social media, such as Facebook or Twitter, for instantaneous updates. From Washington, D.C., I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.